みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
Particle Lesson 2. You can speak more languages with Japanese particles O and Ga.
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Particle Lesson Series at JapanesePod101.com, where you can learn the essential grammar of the Japanese language. My name is Jessie, and I'm joined in the studio by Naomi-sensei.
こんにちは、Naomi です。
In this series, you'll learn the basic usage of 助詞 particles, with a beginner-level dialogue.
In a previous lesson,We learned three particles, wa, no, and mo,
which are the topic marking particle, possessive particle, and the particle meaning also, respectively. So what particles are we covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn two particles that mark the object of a verb. They're o and ga.
The conversation is between two people, right?
そうです。Akira-san と Keiko-san です。
The conversation is between Akira and Keiko.
多分同僚です。
And they're probably colleagues. Where does this conversation take place?
職場です。
At work. Now, particles in Japanese are very important, but also challenging, aren't they, Naomi-sensei?
Right. そうですよね。
So after listening to this lesson, try the practice questions in the Learning Center.
It's really a good way to test yourself.
Let's listen to the conversation.
私の主人は通訳をしています。
へえ、英語？
いえ、主人は中国語ができます。
恵子さんも中国語がわかる？
私も昔中国語を勉強しました。でも、忘れました。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
私の主人は通訳をしています。
へえ、英語？
いえ、主人は中国語ができます。
けいこさんも中国語がわかる？
私も昔中国語を勉強しました。でも忘れました。
今度は英語が入ります。
私の主人は通訳をしています。
My husband is an interpreter.
へえ、英語？
Wow, of English?
いえ、主人は中国語ができます。
No, my husband can speak Chinese.
ケイコさんも中国語がわかる？
Do you also understand Chinese?
私も昔中国語を勉強しました。
Me? I also studied it a long time ago.
でも、忘れました。
But I've forgotten it.
ジェシーさんはスペイン語がわかりますね。
はい。
You understand Spanish, right?
Right. I can understand a little Spanish.
Little? I thought you speak fluent Spanish.
I'm forgetting it now. So, Naomi-sensei は？
スペイン語ね。
はい。
数が数えられます。
Ah, so the numbers.
うん。
Uno, dos, tres.
そう。Uno, dos, tres ぐらいかな。
I'm like Keiko. ちょっとスペイン語を勉強しました。でも忘れました。
Oh, so you're just like Keiko in the conversation.
はい。
You studied it, but now you forgot it.
そう。残念ですね。
In this lesson, you'll learn two particles that mark the object of a verb.
そうです。お and がです。Right, the particle お and が。
So allow us to start with the particle お。The particle O comes after the direct object of an action, and it shows you which word is the object of the sentence.
That's why it's called object marker, or object marking particle.
And writing o is a bit tricky, isn't it?
Mm, I think so.
Mm. The hiragana for particle o is not the same as the regular o, as in a, I, u, e, o.
Right. The object marking particle is in the last row of the hiragana chart. You can see what it looks like in the lesson notes. Some textbooks spell o, w, o. But what do you think, Naomi-sensei? Do you pronounce it as o or wo?
I can't really hear the difference.
Mm. Mm.
I personally think just pronouncing it as regular o is good enough, unless you want to be a newscaster in Japan.
I see. So that's easy enough. Next, let's illustrate the usage of the particle o with some examples. How do you say to eat?
食べる.
Now, for eat, you need an object. That is, the item you're eating. The thing you eat is known as the object of the sentence. For example, say you eat sushi. So the object is sushi, and it has to be followed by the object marker o, which marks the object.
So, sushi o.
Then add the verb.
食べる. Sushi o 食べる.
To eat sushi. Naomi-sensei, can you also add the subject of the sentence and say, I eat sushi?
Sure. 私は寿司を食べる.
Great. Let's try it with another verb. How do you say to make?
作る.
How do we say to make curry? The object, curry, which is kare in Japanese, has to be marked by the object marker o. So?
カレーを作る.
Okay. And now let's put the subject. Let's say, my husband makes curry.
私の主人はカレーを作る.
Okay, on to the next particle.
The next particle we are looking at is が.
が marks the object of verbs of ability, such as
できる,
can do,
わかる,
understand, and the potential form of verbs. In the dialogue, Keiko said,
主人は中国語ができます.
My husband can speak Chinese. Literally, my husband can do Chinese.
できます is a verb that indicates ability, so the object has to be followed by the particle が, not お.
Right, and the verb わかる, to understand, is also a verb of ability.
Right, so Jessie
understands Spanish. Next, let's compare the particles お and が in context. So again, to make is
作る.
How do you say I make curry?
私はカレーを作ります.
And now, how about the potential form of the verb to make?
作れる. And the must form is 作れます.
Now, how do you say I can make curry?
私はカレーが作れます.
Did you notice how お became が?
For regular verbs, the object is marked by particle お. But when the verb indicates ability, が is used instead of お.
Let's do one more example. How do you say I eat sushi?
私は寿司を食べる.
How about I can eat sushi? Can eat is 食べられる. So,
私は寿司が食べられる.
Lastly, we need to mention another usage of お.
Right, we can turn certain loan words into verbs by adding をする.
Right, so for example,
テニス.
Tennis
becomes テニスをする.
To play tennis.
ゴルフ.
Golf
becomes ゴルフをする.
To play golf.
But this を is often omitted, so you can also say テニスする. ゴルフする.
So this works with not only loanwords, but also Sino-Japanese compound words.
Such as 勉強,
study,
電話,
telephone,
運転,
driving,
and so on.
So they become 勉強をする, to study, 電話をする, to call, 運転をする, to drive, right?
Right. However, if there's another object, you need to drop を before する.
Hmm, what do you mean by that?
Well, 私は勉強をする. And 私は勉強する mean I study. But if you want to say I study Spanish, you cannot say 私はスペイン語を勉強をする. Instead, you have to say 私はスペイン語を勉強する.
Oh, okay, I see. So you can't have two o in the same phrase.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And there's also another important usage of をする, right?
はい, yes.
occupation plus をしている。
The particle を plus している, which is the present progressive form of the verb する, can follow the name of an occupation or position. In the dialogue, Keiko said,
主人は通訳をしています。
My husband is an interpreter. This をしています tends to be used for a specific occupation or position, correct?
そうですね。Of course, you can say, 主人は通訳です。But if you use をしています, it sounds a bit more professional to me.
In this lesson, you learned the usage of the particles を and が. So now let's recap this lesson with a quiz. How do you say to play tennis? 1.
テニス
2.
テニスをする
3.
テニスができる
And the answer is?
2. テニスをする To play tennis.
So remember, by adding をする to a loan word, you can change it into a verb. Choice 1.
テニス
is a noun. Choice 3.
テニスができる
means can play tennis. Remember, the particle が marks the object of verbs of ability, such as
できる
can do
わかる
understand and the potential form of verbs.
Okay, so that's all for this lesson.
In this series, each lesson builds on the previous one, so make sure to master this lesson before you go on to the next one. Listeners, this particle series is a very new series, so we'd like to know what you think of it.
コメントお願いします。
We're looking forward to your feedback.
じゃあまた。
See you next time.
私の主人は通訳をしています。
へえ、英語？
いえ、主人は中国語ができます。
恵子さんも中国語がわかる？
私も昔中国語を勉強しました。でも、忘れました。